the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services knows the LRP.
The LRP goes off the market every single day, so prices change with LRP every afternoon as soon as we get that closing price.
And now's the time that you can make Livestock Risk Services your agent.
So if someone is wanting to look at changing livestock agents, they need to fill out a transfer application by June 30th at the latest, because July 1 is the start of the 2025 livestock year. With Livestock Risk Services, we specialize in LRP. It's our bread and butter.
Learn more by going to Livestock Risk Services.com.
Well, the 4th of July just around the corner. Lots of families will be celebrating, but if you're getting ready to have a cookout, it's going to cost you a little bit more this year. Families celebrating the 4th of July holiday will continue to find stubbornly high prices at the grocery store. An Independence Day cookout is going to cost about $71.22 for 10 guests this year, based on the 2024 American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Basket Survey. Grocery bill is going to be up about 5% from last year and about 30% up from just 5 years ago. A $7.12 per person cost represents a record high since AFBF began the survey back in 2013. Cookout favorites include, of course, cheeseburgers, chicken breasts, pork chops, homemade potato salad, strawberries and ice cream, among some other delicious products. Higher prices at the grocery store reflect a number of challenges facing America's families. Lower availability of some cookout staples and inflation are hitting people in their wallets. That's coming from AFBF Chief Economist Roger Cryan. He says farmers are also feeling the effects of those high prices. They're price takers, not price makers. Their share of the retail food dollar is just 15%, but they still pay elevated fuel, fertilizer, and other supply prices. The Market Basket Survey shows a year-to-year double-digit increase in the cost of beef and lemonade, while there's a couple of drops in the cost of chicken breast and potato salad. Retail price for 2 pounds of ground beef increased 11% to $12.77. Lemonade, now $4.19, which is up 12% from last year. One survey found two exceptions to the price increases. Chicken's down around 4%. Potato salad, also about 4% less expensive than last year. AFBF President Zippy Duval said, as we celebrate this nation's independence, we also celebrate America's food independence. And while families in America are paying more for the food than before, we still have one of the most affordable food supplies in the world. In the United States, we're very blessed with the tools to grow the food, fiber, and renewable fuel to meet the need of every family across the nation. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, which is unchanged from the calendar year. Severe drought or worse, now at 1.03%, slightly down from last week's 1.20. Moderate drought, now at 20.48%, slightly down from last week's 20.82. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions, now at 52.12%, up from last week's 37.17. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state, aside from the Panhandle and the southeast corner, pretty normal chances of rain through July the 6th. Panhandle is leaning about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through July 6th. And then the extreme southeast corner, 40 to 50 chance of rain by that July 6th date. You've got farm news. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.